That's May, and this, Lynn typed the April ones out, or attached the April ones, so we don't need, we've already done April, so all we have to do is May. So I would take the ones that Katrina gave us, since they're all of the same ilk.
Oh, you're kidding. We can compare notes.
Any errors, omissions, anyone spots? I read it online.
When I read this, I couldn't remember what was line 281. Do you remember what there was a discrepancy about?
Yeah, it was this, it keeps bouncing forth between 208 or 200% on the computer, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, it was computer stuff?
Computer, yeah.
Okay.
It's computer software support.
Okay.
And it's 201, and I've got a call into Crocker. It's still at 201, and I want to know why this is this way, and I'm going to go sit in his office until he explains it to me. Because it changes. It went down when they changed, and then they gave me another thing that... It doesn't make sense.
Okay.
And I'm not a super accountant, but I'm not stupid with numbers.
Good.
And I'm not finding... I'm going to take it to another accountant, is what I'm going to do. I'm getting pissed.
Okay.
Oops.
Hello. Hi there. By the way, this is a recording.
Okay.
So that's still not anything that I'm happy with. I can't see how we would, why would send $805 when we're only supposed to have $400.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
I'm not happy. So, we approve the minutes as presented. Yes, no, maybe? No changes?
I think that's fine.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Next, expenditure report. Get into the money department.
I got that in the... Mike sent it to me.
Yeah.
Now, is this...
It should be. It's current as of today.
It's May. Okay, it's May. So, okay, that's what I wanted.
I don't think that I have one.
You do one.
There it is.
It's in my bundle. Bundle B.
We have Bumblebee many bundles there.
Okay, so it's still a discrepancy for this computer software, and I've asked from now on that we actually use this 608925 number, because the little line item number out here on the edge changes. But the one in underneath the numbering system that they have doesn't change. So I'm requesting that when we talk about this, we talk about 608925, computer software support. Then we are on exactly the same page.
Right.
And since this is, we only have one more month to go, so...
So we should have almost, let's see, what is today? We have only 2 weeks left.
Three. Yeah.
This week and two more. This week and two more.
Yeah.
So everything should be about 100% used up.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Except for workers' compensation insurance, it's only under 70%. So does that mean that money gets saved?
It should. Anything that was in the pot when we're through gets carried over to next year. That was my understanding.
And the next line down is insurance benefits, and it's only 60%.
That may come out every 3 months. It may come out in
a quarterly.
Quarterly, yeah.
But even if it is quarterly, it should have been used up.
True.
So,
well,
they
probably budgeted more than they thought that they would need. They padded that one.
But if they did, it's still in the budget.
Yeah. And I'm not sure that I understand whether the, what's left over has to continue to be in the same...
Category.
Category, or it can be, it goes into our general bucket slush fund.
I imagine it goes in the general, but...
Our personal general fund, the library's general fund.
The library's general fund.
Yeah, well, I have to ask...
If it's under materials and services.
I'll have to ask Mike.
And our book budget is only 74%, so we still have bills coming in then?
Yeah.
There, we got one that Lynn and I need to address tomorrow. I don't know how much it is, that one bill from Ingram. But I'm also going to make an order. I okey-dokeyed it with Tom, so...
Oh, okay.
Which I'm going to do
tomorrow. So you're going to spend that money?
I'm not going to spend all of it, because they will... Because they'll carry it over, and I've got a $7,000...
Okay.
Not as much.
That's good.
Less.
Yeah.
You have $10,000 next year.
That's good.
So if we have like two that goes over, that's the better.
Welcome.
We made it.
Because you're here.
And what is this bottom thing?
Just for you.
Is it office supply? That's our postage was only 31% spent. So that should carry over.
Which is a good thing, because I'll start mailing, and actually I'll start mailing this month. Because our Laney SD stops doing courier after this week, so then I have to start mailing.
Right.
Fun times.
Okay.
So otherwise, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Library maintenance is only 65%. And repair is 76. It's almost 77.
You're going to... Go ahead.
Paint the library, but that shouldn't be...
That's not on, that's not under this.
That's later, it's capital.
So if we get to the end of this fiscal year, and our total materials and services says 90%, I'm just for instancing. If it says 90%, then when it rolls over July 1st, it should say 110%, because we would have 10% carryover, right?
Makes sense to me.
Yes.
In theory.
That's what they said.
That.
Yeah.
You saved 10%.
But like I said, I'm not sure where the extra money that was left over, where that goes. I don't know if it's in a general pile or if it goes with that particular line item.
But it does go to the library.
Yes.
Here under fund balance and contingency, will we get a new line item? Because we have line item 900 operating contingency. So will we get a new line item that says fund balance? Is that what we'll get?
I'll talk to Tom.
I'm just curious because it will be...
We'll talk to Mike about that, but we don't know.
Okay.
So repair and care of the library could possibly buy you guys a vacuum cleaner.
He won't spring forth with money until July.
July 1.
And that,
I know, but you've got 25% left there.
All I know is he asked me to ask you how much you guys would help us with.
I know. My response to that is, would you please check Costco before we do anything?
Actually, Chris has gotten a line on a vacuum that actually would be the best thing we could do. It's a little more, it's $450, but it would be something that would probably last and
you can get cheap
forever
ones,
and ever.
But this,
and it will do everything. It will do the vacuuming of this, and it will also do the hand tool-y stuff.
And do we know that Costco does not sell that?
They do not sell it.
It is
period.
Okay,
Paramount,
so I ran a computer vote of the friends.
Okay.
And they said they'll pay half, $250.
Okay.
Awesome. Well, that will cover the Miele then.
Oh, Miele's a good vacuum.
Hmm?
It's a good vacuum.
Yeah.
What kind is it?
Miele. It's a German company.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I own one. And I did go look at the Sanitaire, which is another really top-notch carpet-only machine.
Mm-hmm.
But the one that they have that's a carpet-only, and it's over in Springfield at Dan's Springfield Sewenvac, is $399.
Oh,
and it doesn't have the ability to do a little side work.
Mm-hmm.
And the Miele has, for $450, has everything. So it doesn't make sense to cheat ourselves and have to buy another vacuum. And I might even get a deal better than $450. I'll do the best I can.
He has some pull.
Yeah.
The opinion of the Friends was that the city should have some responsibility in this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure. We'll split it.
So I guess that's just my only question on the expenditure report, is that if we do have carryover, where is that going to show up? And how?
Yeah, I will talk to Mike.
I'm sure we'll find out after July. I mean,
I'll talk to Mike. It should be obvious. I think it would be a good idea for me to know this.
Yes. Funny thing about that.
I think it'd be good, so I'm going to have him sit down with him.
Anyway, I'm just curious.
Yeah, me too. Big time curious.
Is everybody okay with the discussion as kind of finished? Are we happy?
Yes. Put it on our meeting for September that we're going to double check our carryover.
Yeah.
Okay.
The other agenda. I'm just going to be berated tonight.
Okay, painting the library.
Oh, I have a color scheme.
Is it a doing thing?
There it is.
Boy, that color scheme has pretty.
Oh, they're going to do that on the library thing?
Okay, so here is the information. This part.
Yeah.
It's been done by a professional designer.
Yes.
And JC Community Service Department is going to be this logo. I suggest that they don't have the period because it sticks out. And then these are the five departments within it. The Senior Center, the Public Library, Parks, Community Center, and Pool. And they'll each have their sub-logo. And they... various iterations can be used with this. You know, the ones on the left are the full-blown version. The ones on the right are black and white, obviously. And then they have these subsections. Anyway, so it can be put on, say, stationery or buildings or, you know, logo stamps or whatever. It can be put on all kinds of things. And the board suggested doing some version of blue as library color. Now, so this is just a very rough shot. It's not necessarily going to be this shade of blue, but instead of having library on the side, this logo would go between the windows.
So they're going to paint over what we said they were going to keep?
Well, it's up to you. I mean, it's up to the library.
I think they said they were going to keep it.
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, it's...
The plan was to keep it.
Yes.
And Tom said, you know, if you look at this version, you may or may not want to keep that. So we, you know, earlier it was decided that the board wanted to keep that, but is that in conflict of...
Yes.
Yes, I think it is, too. And also, I think these colors are in conflict with blue.
No, I think they're horrible.
Well, orange is the opposite of blue.
Well, I still don't like it.
Yeah, I don't either.
I'd be happier if they put the black one on.
That's what I was going to say. What if they did the black?
Well, and the railing is going to be black.
Yeah.
So that would tie in the black with the railing.
I wouldn't mind that.
Why does it have to say public library below? Why can't we just have the JC symbol and leave the library there?
That's an option. They're going to start painting next week, so whatever decision is.
They're going to power wash next week on the 19th.
If we had them not put it here and just put it here on the side here, that might not be.
I personally think that's better.
But there's still this on that side.
Yeah, but it's smaller and it's less offensive.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh. Yeah.
That's just...
In your face.
And the color, I know, the color that they have decided that it has to be is this color, but this is the blue that we're going to use on the trim, which would make this the color to use.
Yeah, I agree.
But they have that for the pool.
Mm-hmm. Which makes sense, where it's water.
Well, yeah.
But I think the black with...
I think the black.
With the little yellow with the... Book looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So So.
We prefer that one? Do we all prefer that one?
That's what I do.
If we have to have it, we, that would be the one.
Yeah, definitely.
And then we would prefer the placement between the two windows here on the walk-up?
Yes.
Is it an either or, or is it both?
No, we can either, yeah.
So we would prefer this one on the walk-up.
And it makes more sense, because I kind of, he had also suggested the front window. Well, when you drive by, you don't really see the front window that well.
No.
Whereas the building, you do see.
Yeah, and that's a real obvious place. And it doesn't interfere so much with the end cap library thing that we all like.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's more to scale.
Yeah. That, the one on the end kind of, not that that has to be what it
the
is.
The one under the.
I think
this one right
is way too big.
That's an eyesore.
So are they going to paint this logo on all the community service buildings so that they'll be unified, or is it just going to be us?
No, well, supposedly everybody.
This is the community service.
Right. Well, I'm just wondering.
I'm not sure.
And the city's covering the cost of having that painted. It's not coming out of like our budget or anything.
I think it's our.
It's probably
our
$10,000 painting
block.
Painting budget. Okay. I'm just making sure it's not something added on.
Good thought.
Since we didn't.
Agree to it in the first place. Yeah.
No, it's
and the railings and this woodwork here are going to be black.
Uh-huh.
And around the windows are going to be black.
Uh-huh.
And the blue that's existing on the trim up here, the scallopy trim, mm-hmm. is going to be there and around the windows. I did a color mock-up at 2 o'clock in the morning and brought it to Tom, and it was the white or the blue, and the white just got washed out with the color, and so the blue really made it pop.
Uh-huh.
And I thought we'd carry the black to the railing and around the tight around the window, and then if we did the JC Public Library in the black, that would make color sense.
Right.
It would carry the story through.
Well, I think they should make this end one in black, too.
If they have to. Yeah. Please and thank you.
Did we ever find out when they're doing the painting? Are they cleaning?
They're pressure washing. They're pressure washing next on the 19th, and they're going to paint the last week in June. But they are also going to do the wood.
Okay.
Yes.
Because that was a question we had last time.
Yes, so they're definitely.
Yeah. Right. If we were just going to wait till the wood rotted away and the windows
fell
out.
No, they're actually going to do it.
Is there any way we can get
get ahead of it?
The stairway and under the bench cleaned before Lynn's party?
Well, they're going to pressure wash it next week, so they should be clean.
On Tuesday.
The floor?
It should be clean. Yeah, they'll clean the whole thing. I mean, they'll do the concrete, too. I would hope.
Yeah.
If not, I have a hose.
I'll mention it to
Yeah.
Well, because it's full of,
Yes.
I don't know what you call those little cottonwood things.
Oh,
yes,
I know.
All the little blowy things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Some of those you just have to get a power blower out there and blow it. Put your lips together and blow. Okay, so
the library volunteers, I have my original five, and then I have three more people that I'm training. One is a little further along than the other two. This will be her fourth week this week. The other two will be their third week. I had originally said I didn't want to train anymore, but kind of in talking to Tom, it sounds like I need to have two people every 2 hours. Don't know how I'm going to do that, but anyway, so that's kind of what I'm shooting for. I don't think it's going to happen tomorrow. First, I have to have people volunteer. So at this point, that's my goal, is to try to have two people every 2 hours.
So how many is that total?
Well, I'm training two people per day. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I'm training two people.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be four, 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 and four. So that would be, what, six, 16.
You need, so to run it, two people every 2 hours, you need 16 people?
Well, I'm kind of going, the reason I'm going to do that is at some, starting the 1st of July, somehow we have to be open 6 days, and I'm only working four. I don't have people that are ready to work the other 2 days. That's going to have to be addressed. I don't know what's going to happen. I had originally offered to Tom that I would work 5 days, even though it would be hard for me to do that, based on working this last month without Lynn. I just need 4 days. I need to work 4 days and have 3 days off. They don't want to pay the money, because of course we have the budget, and we pay rent.
Even though Marsha already retired, therefore that's saving them some money?
They don't. Tom said they didn't want to do that, so unless I hear different. He was supposed to meet with Jason and Mike, and I haven't heard anything more. So he and I are going to have to sit down and talk to Ricky and see what he wants me to do as far as staffing, whatever days I don't work.
So if you have 5 people now, plus you're training 3, that's only 8 people.
And I need.
You need 16 people.
Altogether.
But that means we have to double the number.
That's right.
Okay.
That's to run 6 days.
I don't know. Chris had originally was going to work, this is back when I was going to do 5 days. She was going to work Mondays, and I was going to work Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Which leaves me, I don't know. Anyway, we'll just have to wait and see what's going to happen. It's just a big question mark.
I've been yelling and screaming and stamping about this is ridiculous to have this extra day in here when you don't have the staff.
Right.
Yeah, well, they added it right before they decided they were going to fire the librarian, so I mean.
She retired.
They're still not saying anything.
But I think also part of it would be good to have that many, just because, I mean, I'm already seeing that, you know, like this week, I have my Tuesday gal, first thing in the morning, she has to have an MRI. I think she's the only one this week. At the end of the month, another person, she has lupus, so she has a treatment once a month. So she's going to totally miss her time. So it's like, you know, people have fit lives, you know, and like Lisa just got back from going to a wedding that took 2 weeks because she was down in Salt Lake. And so it's just, you know, I want to try and have enough people so I can cover whatever I need to cover. And I also have 2 people that are doing story time. One, at some point, I think might be leaving us because her dad is thinking about getting work elsewhere. But we just had another lady come in and give us an application. And she's a retired teacher, so I'm going to meet with her, and that would be a good person to have for story time. So I think the story time is fine. And I kind of discouraged a gal, now I'm kicking myself, because at the time I thought I had enough people that I, you know, as far as training, because it takes time for me to do that, and it takes time away from the other things I'm going to do. And that's going to get even worse in July, when I'm.
Yep.
It, the sole person. But you know what I've decided? I had a nice little chat with my sister tonight, and she kind of said, you can only do what you can do. I'm not going to stress. I've been stressing. I'm not going to stress anymore. I am one person. I've got some good help, but at the same time, I can only do what I can do.
That's right.
Yep.
So, no more stressing.
To do double what you can do, and this is ridiculous, so.
So I will do the best I can for 2 years and 1 month.
Maybe the story time person who's a retired teacher would like to do that, what I gave you the handout for.
Okay.
Because that's a type of person they're targeting.
Oh, okay. Okay. So.
Okay.
Oh, the budget.
Yeah.
Yes, do we have a city budget?
That's supposed to happen tomorrow night. Basically, it's a rubber stamp.
Yeah, it's what we already know. It's what we were handed way back when.
I talked to Tom, and he said it's basically a done deal, but tomorrow night it will be a done deal.
Official done deal.
I want to see their official done deal.
Yeah, really. Do we need to have, pardon me while I jump in here.
No, no.
Do we need to have a July meeting?
No, because I don't need any more to worry about minutes and agendas and stuff. I've got story time.
Okay. So. You mean the summer reading program?
Summer reading program, sorry, yeah. SRP, yeah.
Okay, no July and August.
No, we'll meet in September on the 17th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the 17th.
Mm-hmm. That's what we originally talked about.
I got the wrong agenda.
Oh, it's just set.
Yeah, Lynn's, I had one made up, which you'll probably find in all that stuff.
Here it is.
But it is the 17th.
It is the 17th, yeah. I told her I'd done this, but she forgot.
Well, here it is. This is.
I will put it on my calendar.
So do you guys need any help with Lynn's retirement thing, or you pretty well seem to have it well in hand?
Yes, the only person that I'm worried about is Edie. She said she'd take care of drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And then she went and checked and said we have plenty of cups and napkins.
Mm-hmm.
My sister is in Bend, but when she comes back, I'm thinking about asking her if she would instead take over either the coffee or the lemonade.
Okay.
And then I'll take over the crackers and the cheese.
Okay.
And then Edie will only have to bother with half of the drinks.
Okay.
I'm doing the furniture. And somebody else said that they would do the memory book.
I have a memory
you
book.
You have a memory book. Cause
I got it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
I said I would do it, and I do have it.
Okay, because I knew that somebody else had offered it, but it says so on my little slip of yellow paper, so I was going to say yes, ma'am.
I'm a little concerned about that. If there are people checking books out, regular people here, because we haven't closed the library, and we put this memory book on the counter, I would like to have a special place for it, but I don't know if we can do that.
Well, we could always have it on the other side of the desk in the on that table over there.
Do you think people will see it there?
If we direct them to it, you know, mm-hmm. through some way of...
Yeah.
Until we're done with the
checkout
part of it.
I was going to make a sign to go with it.
Yeah.
Or if you want me, I can be up at the checkout camera and just make sure that people, you know, it's there and make sure people sign it, because it is more prominent there than it would be.
Yeah.
We could
table.
Move that plant, move all that stuff
yeah, we could
off
clear
of that
up
corner
the
there.
Yeah, we could clear up the decks too.
Okay.
Make it a little more easier for people to
yeah.
do their thing.
I think that'd be closer to where maybe clear off this side, because
mm-hmm.
it's closer to the action of where you want
yeah.
it to be.
Yeah, we could do that.
I'll help you when I come in to move
sure.
furniture.
That's fine.
Did you have any thoughts about rearranging this place? I mean, we need somewhere to have that I can stand and Edie can stand and you can see everybody.
Well, that's we're going to have the table goes across there.
The food? Or what table?
Well, the food table.
Okay.
But you can stand in front of the food table.
Yeah.
And Lynn wants a carrot cake.
Donetta doesn't know that.
Oh.
And Donetta's getting the cake.
Okay. So she would like a carrot cake. She doesn't care if it's from Costco or Safeway. They both make good ones most of the time. But we're going to put it across here. That way you have visual to the whole library except the people in the stacks.
Okay, now then, are you planning to put chairs here?
We can put what we've got.
Are
yeah.
people going to eat with food in their laps, or are we going to use these kinds of tables?
Well, these tables are going there.
Okay, so
unless you want us to get the tables. I think there we have the white plastic tables from there, and with
a take up too much room.
the two of them are 12 feet.
I know, but I'm just saying, for people to mingle to and visit, I think it'd be better if people...
We were trying to get just finger food so that you don't have to sit.
Stand and visit.
But drink and sit.
And we could always have chairs along here, so if somebody needed to, you know, if somebody needed to sit, we could always have them, like, along this way and over here.
Okay.
Let's figure out the logistics of that.
I'm thinking about cake, what you have to have. Your cake is here and you need a fork to eat it.
Yeah.
And then you need a...
Eat all your other goodies first and then come back and get your cake.
Maybe, yeah.
And set your cup down on the floor.
Well, we have those tables back, those two tables back there that we can bring up the front.
Yeah, and the other thing I was worried about was old people, really old people.
Yeah.
Who aren't gonna stand, they need to...
Well, we'll have a couple of chairs in front of each...
Yeah, I think that'll be good.
Sarah had a suggestion.
Go ahead.
Instead of cake, little mini cupcakes, just a thought.
Yeah, but that's...
Fork-free.
We've already decided on cake, and it's designed on it, whatever.
Now you won't talk, 'cause I'm here.
We're done talking about it. We're done, you can't, you're not gonna hear what you...
No influence.
We talked about you last week.
Yeah, when you were here, we roasted, when you weren't here, we roasted you on a spit.
Weren't your ears burning?
No, that was too far away.
We slowly turned ya.
Okay, the...
Not.
The announcement of a library board vacancy for the positions next year.
So far, we haven't had any...
Nobody other...
No takers?
Susan...
Oh, no, there's...
Susan did.
I know, nobody has placed their... Do they just go over to City Hall so we don't know about it?
The gal who lives across the street.
And then I think Susan was another person.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have those two people apparently.
And Kitty's been off this week, so we can't...
Okay.
Okay. Anything else that anybody would like to talk about? Make this one short and sweet.
I guess.
I'm excited about the paint.
Me too.
It's almost to the point where you don't care what it ends up with. It's just exciting it's happening.
Get it.
Well, I think it'll be nice because now with all those spider cobwebs, it looks really...
I know, they're gross.
It looks kind of dingy.
7:30. Are we adjourned?
Well, anybody have anything else to talk about? Rita? No? Too bad Rochelle wasn't here. We couldn't roast her.
The way that the program is going to go on the 21st.
I'd like to thank Rochelle for her.
Yes.
All the time she's been able to put in, even though she has lots of family obligations. We really appreciate her.
Yeah.
Her work.
The way the thing is going to go on Thursday is people can just mingle and get food, and then I am bringing a bell, which I will ring for everybody to shut up. And then...
She didn't like my idea of my whistle.
And then I am going to say a few words about the Friends of the Library, what their mission is and what we have done this year. And then I'm turning it over to Edie, and she is going to introduce the board, Friends of the Library board, and ask if there is anyone volunteering, because we have vacancies on our board. And then Lynn, you get
then
to talk.
Then.
You don't talk till you get called down.
Okay.
And what were you going to do again? Sorry, I spaced out when you...
What do you want to know?
What were you going to do first? You were going to ring the bell, and then what were you going to talk about?
I'm going to talk about the mission of the Friends and what we've done this year.
Okay.
And then Edie's going to talk about need for the board vacancies.
Yeah. Yes, and she's going to introduce the board.
I don't have anything to say.
You said you did. You better think up something.
It's all in the newsletter.
You better think of something.
Okay.
Or memorize what you put in the newsletter.
Could recite a poem.
Expressing
expressing
the
joy.
She's the poet, Laura.
Because we can't stand up there and say, Lynn doesn't have anything to say.
No, I'll figure something out.
Okay.
We can sing a song. Do a little cover.
Goodbye, y'all.
Well put.
And we are having a memory book. which is going to be up there, and I'll have a sign on it.
Oh, okay.
So people can write what they want.
That sounds like a nice, a sweet thing. Okay.
All right, we're through having fun now. It's 7:38.
How do you turn this off?
Oh, let's see. Okay. It's recording me.